Ontario, Montreal.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, ending up there with the group Air. Actually, it's Peter Kuhlman. That is one of the names that he goes by. That from his first album called Air 1. That is 1993. This is the only thing I played thus far today that is an old release, and that's because there is a new reissue of a pretty hard-to-find recording, that piece entitled Spiritual Invocation. Before that, a gentleman by the name of Will Long, who goes by the moniker Celler, C-E-L-E-R, has lived in Japan, in Tokyo specifically, for many years. A very prolific guy. He's been putting out music since at least 2006. This release entitled Sunspots, and we heard Seems to Help You Fade Away. Before that, from an album called Moments, we heard Distance from Flipped Lids. And we started the show with Andre Peter, a musician out of Melbourne, Australia, with a piece called Him, that very quiet guitar piece there with a little bit of electronics in the background. And the release is entitled Interpretations. My name is Jeffrey Davison. And at this time of year, I appreciate more chilled out music. Hope you enjoy the show. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal.
Thank you.
All right, ending up there with a piece called Kites by the Brooklyn-based musician John Thayer. That is from a new release entitled Super Mundane. John originally started out as a drummer, and then somewhere along the line added electronics and effects. You can see from that piece where he incorporates percussive elements into the electronic mix there. Again, John Thayer. Before that, Dwayne Petra, The Rope Behind the Beat. That is a brand new thing on the Important label. The album is titled Omniscient Voices. Before that, Rukel, a piece called Warp Point featuring Chie Otomi, and that is out on the Italian label Rose. And we began the set with a gentleman who goes by the name of Wodwo, W-O-D-W-O. Guess it could be Wodwo. The piece simply entitled Two, and the album Big Enough Not to Let Go. Actually, more of an EP. He out of the UK. All right, one more set in this hour. I will tell you once again that you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 Montreal. Thank you. All right. More or less continuing on in this low-key vein, ending up there with Macrogramma. Warm and safe here, while it's still raining out there. That is on a comp called Noises of Nature, put out by Chitra Records out of Mississippi. And before that, Time Binding Ensemble, which may indeed not be an ensemble at all, and it may be a solo project of Kay Logan, a.k.a. Helene Sell, and she goes by a number of other aliases as well. Anyway, we heard Nycthemera in C sharp major from a much longer piece called Nothing New Under the Sun, and she is out of the UK. Sunburned Hand of the Man before that, from a recent recording called Pick a Day to Die, that is out on the Three Lobed label, and we heard Dropped a Rock, and started off with Vapor Theories, which is a side project of the great band Bardo Pond. Based in Philly, they've been putting out music since the 90s, and as Vapor Theories been putting out records, a handful of them over a number of years as well, although not stretching back into the 90s, Vapor Theories, John and Michael Gibbons brothers. We heard a piece called High Treason, and that album entitled Celestial Scuzz. And that was the set. I will tell you once again that you're tuned to CKUT, and my name is Jeffrey Davison. Glad you're along for the ride. For the opening of the second hour of the show, we're going to play something from someone you very well may be familiar with, as she's a pretty celebrated musician, Sarah DeVachi, a Canadian who's now living and teaching out in Los Angeles. And again, I will tell you once again that you're tuned to CKUT 90.3 in stereo and on the web at ckut.ca.
Seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a safe distance between you and me.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with a few loved ones this holiday season, keep following all the health measures. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.